This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear the word of Yahuwah, people of Israel. The signs are multiplying, the shadows lengthening. Edom tightens its grip, seeking dominion over all things, even the very minds of men. They build their towers of Babel, fueled by debt and deception, but their foundations are crumbling. Yahuwah reveals their schemes, and his judgment upon Edom is an unfolding reality, visible in the instability of their markets and the unraveling of their narratives. Malachi spoke of this, of a time when Edom would attempt to control all, yet find their strength failing them, a harvest of their own sowing. Look around you. Observe the collapse of former strongholds. The Pfizer building, once a symbol of their pharmaceutical control, faces ruin. This is not merely structural failure, a matter of concrete and steel. It is a prophetic sign. Babylon is falling, her influence waning. Yahuwah is dismantling the systems of control Edom has erected. They sought to play the role of creator, dictating life and death, but their arrogance has invited his wrath. Remember the words of Isaiah 14:23, "I will sweep it with the broom of destruction." This isn't about celebrating misfortune. It's about recognizing the fulfillment of righteous judgment upon a system built on exploitation and deceit. Edom's carefully constructed facade of power is cracking, revealing the rot beneath. But judgment is never the end. Yahuwah is not a god of destruction alone. Amidst the dismantling of Edom, he offers restoration, a gathering of scattered Israel, a healing of ancient wounds, and the recovery of a stolen inheritance. Ezekiel 36 speaks of this promise, a promise of return. "I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and be fruitful." This is not solely a spiritual promise, whispered in hushed tones. It is a physical one as well, rooted in the land, in provision, in the ability to sustain ourselves according to his design. For generations, Israel has been scattered, dependent on the systems of Edom for survival, forced to participate in a world built on their oppression. This dependence has been a slow poison, eroding our identity, our self-sufficiency, our connection to the land. But Yahuwah is calling us to break free, to reclaim our birthright. And that reclamation begins with provision, with food, with sovereignty over our own sustenance. The call to food sovereignty is not a trendy slogan. It is a necessary act of restoration. It is a rejection of Edom's control over the very source of life. When they control the food, they control the people. When we control the food, we control our destiny. Think on the words of Yeshayahu. He spoke of a time when Israel would return to the land, not as beggars, but as a thriving people, cultivating the fields, tending the flocks, and living in abundance. This is the promise of restoration, a return to self-sufficiency, a rejection of dependence, and a commitment to building a sustainable future for generations to come. Consider the signs. The crumbling of Babylon, the promise of provision, and the call to food sovereignty, these are not isolated events. They are interconnected threads in the tapestry of restoration. Yahuwah is working behind the scenes, dismantling the old and building the new. But he requires our participation. He calls us to be active agents in our own restoration, to prepare ourselves, to cultivate the land, and to embrace a future of self-sufficiency. The watchman sees the instability. He sees the fracturing alliances of Edom, the decay of their infrastructure. He sees the judgment unfolding, and he also sees the promise of restoration, the hope of a brighter future for Israel. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for action. This is a time to prepare. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.